Your name and brand have attracted a lot of attention. And were you prepared for the sudden exposure?
No, definitely not. It was absolutely crazy. We thought, like, yeah, it'll just be like a little fluff piece to soften everything up. And then it was like the main focus of the whole episode. And I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy.
Well, your idea, you've said, originally came from your schoolmates wanting to purchase what you had made up for your own cosmetic use. What was their reaction?
It was really crazy. It was just, it was insane.
How did you handle it?
I think I handled it pretty well. I usually, like, if I ever have anything coming up that might involve an exposure, I usually, like, keep it a bit on the down low because, you know, I'm kind of, like, a private person. I'm pretty shy and stuff like that, but it was crazy because there were kids coming up to me at school talking about it. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so weird. So I'm usually not very attention-seeking.
Now, since we last spoke, which was last year at the Macedonian Food Festival, which is where we discovered you, have you made any changes to your product, Love Yourself?
Well, yes. Well, since then, we've been into, we actually got accepted into Priceline, and our products have now been there for a month and or month, 2 months. And that's been crazy. And we've also altered the packaging for Priceline, but we still have all of our original packaging. They just wanted new packaging.
You'll be getting a bit of assistance. How do you feel about that?
It's really cool. I really love all the guidance and everything that people have been giving me, so it's been great.
You don't think that things might be taken out of your hand a little bit? Because I know that you do want to have complete control.
Oh, yeah, definitely, as much as possible, but, you know, for the past 8 months or so, we've had a great marketing and social media team that helps me out with all of that because social media is definitely not one of my strengths and they help with all the strategies and stuff, but I still, like, run. Everything still goes past me. I still have maximum control.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Do you find that people are speaking to you a little differently now, not going through your mother first? Because I remember that being an important point that you made in our first interview together, that people don't really believe that you could know so much about a product at your tender age of 13.
Yeah, well, I'm actually 14 now, so woohoo.
That's right, 14.
I'm aged. And, yeah, definitely, it's been very different. Well, actually, not that really, but it's definitely, it's progressed over the years because now we have, like, meetings of our own and I, like, do much possible in those. Yeah.
Now, you've been offered some work experience with another well-known business. How's that going?
I completed that over the school holidays, and that was great. It was such an amazing learning experience. Yeah, I learned a lot about digital and a lot about digital and marketing because
strategies, probably.
Yeah, I did a few days. I did a day in, like, product and supply, which was pretty, you know, basic, just like cogs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I loved marketing and digital. It was so fun because digital is not necessarily my strength. It was more like the social media side and just looking at how I do everything. So that was cool.
Will you be looking to apply some of those strategies to your business?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I know you've been looking to take Love Yourself overseas. Are you any closer to making that happen?
Well, we're currently working on the European and Asian markets, so we'll see how that goes over the next few months to a year or so.
Right. Now, I can imagine that you've been pretty busy with Love Yourself. What about school? Have you any idea what you want to study close to the years, say, 11 and 12? I understand you're taking singing lessons as well.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. I honestly have no idea what I want to do after school, but we've had, like, a few meetings recently about, like, VCE and subject selections, and it's just come as, like, a massive shock, and I'm like, I don't know what I want to do. So, yeah, I have no idea.
Do you think that being involved in your product has distracted you a bit from trying to work out what direction you want to take later on?
No, definitely not. Every kid in my year level is in the exact same position as I am. Like, what are we going to do? You've just sprung this on us. It definitely hasn't distracted me from discovering what I want to do.
Well, what are some of your other hobbies and interests aside from business?
I love, like, theatre and music and dancing. I'd love to make a career out of theatre one day. That's definitely up there.
Mm-hmm. And are you taking acting lessons or just the singing lessons?
I do singing lessons, and then I, like, do a few local productions outside of school, and our school does really good musicals every year, so I get involved in those.
And are you looking to start playing an instrument at all?
Oh, I already play the piano, flute, alto flute, guitar, and then I sing.
Piano, alto flute, and guitar.
And the flute, and the ukulele, a little bit.
That's wonderful. When do you find time for all of this?
I don't know. It kind of just comes, like, playing instruments is, like, my love. It's my life. It's
you, like, don't feel it's hard work at all?
I don't even breathe music, so it's not hard.
Right, so we might have to look out for you in the music world as well.
Yeah, why not?
Izabella Dymalovsky, thank you for speaking with SBS Radio, and
thank
all the best.
Thank you for having me.
Вашата заедница, вашите разговори. SBS на Македонски.